which brings us to Let's Go to the Movies. We had posted Unlawful Killing this weekend, and when we posted it, it was still available for free on the internet. I and the production team watched it on the internet, and since then it's been taken down. We posted a link to the story on the blog post about the efforts to take it down. It doesn't surprise me. Once I saw it, I was amazed that it was available. It tells the story of Princess Diana and of her death, and the formal inquest into her death, which determined that her death was, quote-unquote, an unlawful killing, that she had been murdered with premeditation, is my interpretation of that. It doesn't say who did it, and the inquest didn't address that issue. Among other things, the documentary does show a note written before her death by Princess Diana saying that she believed that that Prince Charles was arranging for her to have a car accident. Very chilling part of the documentary. And it reviews the possible reasons why she might have been assassinated, and it leaves conclusions on that topic to the viewers, and it leaves it to them to reach their own conclusions. I'm a person who's uniquely disinterested in celebrities and royalty and aristocracy as a just sort of that's my history. I'm much more interested in the nuts and bolts of what makes operations and money go and getting something done in the trenches that way. You know, if I'd been in the military, I'm sure I would have always been out in the field. But I have a wonderful cousin who's an actress who sat me down one time. She was fascinated by Princess Diana and watched everything she did, followed her every move. And finally she sat down and she said, I'm going to make you watch a series of videotapes I've done of different interviews and speeches she's given on television. She sat me down in her living room in New York. And sure enough, I spent a couple of hours watching and listening to Princess Diana and realized that this was a remarkable woman who had come to understand the power of her position in the media to shift the model to something much more humane than what was happening. And she really had evolved into quite an extraordinary manipulator of brand for the benefit of the people. What the documentary shows is the dangers at the top. It shows how fragile the system is. It shows how tight the rubber band has been pulled. And it shows yet another example of someone with enormous charisma, which has given them the independence that then allows them to try and promote change in a variety of ways and promote humanity in a variety of ways that threatens not just a lot of private and political interests at the top, but threatens to push the red button in a way that the wider audience truly doesn't want to have happen. They say they want to have happen, but as we've talked about countless times in the Solari report, they want their leadership to keep the red button from being pushed. And it's not unlike what has happened to Aaron Swartz and the gun activist Chris Kyle and Keith Ratcliffe and John Noveski. We see people fighting for freedom and yet run into the violence that occurs throughout our society. And I just wanted to close by reading a poem. It's up on the blog. It's one of my favorite from Stephen Spender, but it reminds me of so many of these people that we've lost and many who continue with us. And it's important to remember the value that they bring. Our assets ultimately are not in gold or in silver or in insured deposits or even in our food supplies, but in life and in each other. Near the sun, near the snow, in the highest fields, see how these names are fetid by the waving grass, and by the streamers of white cloud and whispers of wind in the listening sky, the names of those who in their lives fought for life, who wore at their hearts the fire center. Born of the sun, they traveled a short while towards the sun, and left the vivid air signed with their honor. So Princess Diana, Aaron Swartz, Chris Kyle, Keith Ratcliffe, John Noveski, you've left the vivid air signed with your honor, and we thank you.